الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We all should appreciate the 80 duruds that we read, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif. 80 years of sins are forgiven, and 80 years of reward is written. So just a matter of about 4-5 minutes, who will live for 80 years, and that also with good health all along, and that also with tawfiq of doing good deeds all the time. We know we all go through ups and downs. Sometimes we become very pious, sometimes we become like so big devils also. But for 80 years, in 4-5 minutes, we can get the reward of 80 years of reward. And 80 years of sins are forgiven. Who also, well, for 80 years, will just be committing sins all the time. But yeah, in a way, what a deen we have been given. Allah, let us make qadr of this deen. And not only now, but always, this 80 duruds. One alim of Pakistan writes that he dreamt of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was in Pakistan. And then he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream that who is the most beloved to you at the moment on the surface of the earth. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Shaykh al Hadith rahmatullah alayhi. Then he asked, on what account that he is so beloved to you? So he said, because of the durood that he reads to me on Fridays after Asr. So he asked, what is that durood? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this durood. When he woke up, he wrote it down. Then Hazrat was at that time in Medina Sharif. He went for Hajj. After Hajj, he went and meet Hazrat. And when he met Hazrat, he asked Hazrat, which durood do you read on Fridays after Asr? Hazrat was a bit like uncomfortable that a stranger like and just coming to ask me that what my ma'mulat, what I'm doing. So he asked him. So he said that Nabi, he narrated his dream. Then Nabi, then Hazrat Shaykh read the durood. And it was the same durood which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him. So this is a very great practice. Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, on a Friday, every day after Asr, they should have majlis. But Friday, no majlis. After this durood, then Hazrat used to engage in durood sharif right through till Maghrib. Before Maghrib, then duas. But this whole time, Hazrat should spend it in durood sharif. Durood sharif, it works, it's like an alchemy. Alchemy, like you can change some trick that you know how to change stone into gold. That is just a myth, there is nothing like that. But really, this year is, with durood sharif, a person who can be the worst sinner, he can be completely rotten. He will be turned into more greater than an angel also. You will become more pious and righteous than an angel also. And there are many other great, great virtues of durood sharif. There is some difference in the ulama, and we don't have to bother about all that. But that to read it, and we look at the practice of our elders, and we try and read it every Friday after Asr. It's a practice of our elders. And inshallah, we will get this great, great rewards. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be regular paband and to encourage others also to do it. Even the women folk, we should encourage them also at home that they also read this. It's so short, the durood, but the benefits, any and every durood sharif, and especially those which are narrated in the hadith, those have got great, great value. At the same time, we should remember the most valuable and greatest durood is durood-e-Ibrahimi. لدرود شريف ريد النماز. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. And when on such occasions we should read it, you have read one durood at this time. And so we shouldn't, and we shouldn't read it tight-lipped also. Many of us, we read, but it is in the heart. Our ikhlas, we don't want anyone to know, so we read it in the heart. But reading constitutes the moving of the lips and the moving of the tongue. That is what is called reading. Otherwise, it is just eye reading. And namaz also, very, very important to understand. Many people, Allah make us maaf, but if our eyes fall, we see that they are tight-lipped when they are in namaz also. In your farz namaz, of course, we don't read. But in our own, even nafal namaz won't be made if we are tight-lipped and we are just reading in our heart. But unfortunately, and this is, if you ask that person the masala, he'll explain it to you more better than what you know it. All the ikhtilafat and all the details. But when it comes to amal, many of us, it just tell that does not happen. It's just we are unmindful of it. And a lot of things, this ghaflat, this unmindfulness, is a very serious thing. Just while we are on that, just to, for my own benefit also, a refresher, a reminder is always beneficial. That this ghaflat and unmindfulness, which today has overtaken us with the cell phone, and a person even driving, he gets so involved in what accidents are being made, then which is passed off something else. Many accidents is called a tire burst, or it is called something else, whereas it was total negligence, or it was speeding also many times, and there are ulama of the view that, for example, with speeding, if we make an accident, many times we say the person is a shaheed, he died in an accident. But that person is actually, he has committed suicide, and is guilty of murder if some other people have died also. Many Arab ulama are also of that view. So negligence, and this negligence overtakes us. So, for example, a common example that we give, we are expecting some visitors, some very special visitors, and we want to host them also in a very special way. So the ladies got the hot oil on the stove, and they're going to fry samosas, hot samosas, and as soon as the visitors come, they are going to give them hot samosas. But this little negligence, the handle of the frying pan was left out of the stove side. And a little 2-3-year-old child playing there, and also negligence, the mother didn't control the child, and the child pulled the frying pan handle down, and that hot sizzling hot oil all fell onto the child. What a great disaster now. What was supposed to be a very happy occasion has turned completely. So this is that ghaflat. And in dini matters, this ghaflat is even worse. Much more worse than that also. And unfortunately, we are very, this ghaflat doesn't go from us, and we are not aware of this great, one of the roots of many gunas and deprivation of a lot of good, this ghaflat. In the matters of our deen, like for example, which we can understand, but we don't understand about ourselves. Like there are so many people that we know around that are unmindful of the value of the month of Ramadan. They will be busy doing all other things. We will say they Ramadan and they are unmindful, but we don't think of ourselves how many things we are unmindful of. And always the person who is at a higher level will be able to see, but the person who is there at the lower level, he can't make out. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we realize, and that like reading in namaz, person might be there, like pious people, they make their nawafil also, and they are pabund on their nawafil, but you'll see the lips are tight-lipped. They're not moving. So one of the very important faraz of namaz, they are not fulfilling. That is the recitation, tilawat, to read. They are not doing that. And in the namaz, to read Quran Sharif, at least three short ayats or one long ayat is faradh. And Surah Fatiha is wajib. Then again, whatever the ulama discussed, whatever in the qiraat between Surah Fatiha and recitation of Quran Sharif. And in namaz also, one tasbih, which is faradh, is at the beginning of namaz to say Allahu Akbar so loudly that you can hear it with your ears. That is also faradh. And how many of us, we are unmindful of that also. We know the masala. If you ask the masala, the person will explain it. But we are not practicing it. So that namaz, we haven't started that namaz also. So if we don't say the Allahu Akbar, we must say it. It's very important. But even if we don't say it, namaz will be made. But yeah, with the takbir, Allahu Akbar, how many of us are in that unmindful state also? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in all our matters to become conscious of our deen. This ayat of the Quran Sharif, as we have understood inshallah, it is with regard to the great virtues of the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, nobody can ever explain the virtues of it. It is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't a creation of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given us that sifat. So we can imagine what Allah has given us. It is one of the qualities of Allah, the Quran Sharif. And in there also, lot of discussion in the ulama with regard to whether the Quran is makhluk, ghair makhluk, the different types of explanations of all this, etc. But in any case, it is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given that in our hands. In our hands, not the physical hands, but this Quran Sharif. In there comes the definition of the Quran Sharif. It is the meaning of the Quran Sharif. The words that are written, they are makhluk, but the writing we have got. That is, but the words, the meaning of it, that Quran Sharif, not just words also which can be recorded also, but the words which are the words of the Quran which is from Allah Ta'ala, which Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said, Labzi bil Qurani hadith. That my words, what I am speaking, my words are hadith, not the Quran Sharif. Many people misunderstood Imam Bukhari, and also a lot of problems came up at that time with regard to that. Anyway, in short, this is a great, great, great ni'mat which Allah has given us. But again, our ghaflat, our unmindfulness, how many of us really appreciate those who understand this? They will become complete devotees, die hearts of the Quran Sharif. Devote our whole life just for Quran Sharif. The more we understand it, the more we will just give our lives will be for Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, there are those parents today also that the first thing the child must learn is Quran Sharif. And in fact, not very long ago, when we were young, 60, 70 years ago, ta'aleem of our children by our parents, elderly people who were not so learned. They were ordinary people, hard-working people. They worked very hard in their gaining their earning. But they understood that the learning, the ta'aleem, the education, our maktab ta'aleem was just Quran Sharif. And soon, especially girls, once they completed the reading of the Quran, they would even take her out of maktab. Now she has got her ta'aleem. But the other aspects are very important. Allah reward the ulama who have gone into more details and more teaching. But previously this was understood that the Quran Sharif, the minute you can read Quran when you have completed one reading by your ustad, then your idini ta'aleem is done. So that is what is the Quran Sharif. And the miracle of the Quran Sharif is that even without understanding it, a person who makes tilawat, the reality of the Quran will come into him. The more he reads, the more the Quran Sharif will come into him. And also Allah, let us not be influenced by all by Shaitan and his allies, whether we call it the modern world, Western world, secular education, all those things of Shaitan, then we start thinking that the Quran Sharif is not so important. And a child, for example, today little children also, before it was that when they would tell about 12, 13, standard 5, grade 7, children would also regard Madrasa Ta'aleem as important. But when they came to high school, then they thought, no, school education is more important. Then they didn't have time now for Quran, they didn't have time for namaz, etc. But now, from small, Quran Sharif is not regarded as important. To learn and teach the Quran, there are so many parents who just got no interest, children got no interest. And there's others who have some interest who are in such an environment, it is also very superficial and very, very scarce, very little. But the Quran Sharif is a great ni'mat to understand that it is a sifat of Allah, which Allah has made us the recipient. And all of us have some idea, we have come across it, that when wahi should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to become. So heavy it used to be on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from a physical point of view. If wahi came while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on a conveyance, a camel, etc., the weight of it was that the camel used to sit down. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he was lying down and his head was on the thigh of somebody, like one of his wives or somebody, anyone, then it was so heavy they felt that their leg is going to break now. So that Allah has given us and Allah has made it easy. As the ulama explained, like most of many things, juices also, our itar, perfume itar, the original, which is a good one, it is very, very strong, and then it's diluted. And like juice also, you have to dilute it with 10 parts of water, 7 parts of water, if you drink many things like this. So the Quran Sharif, Allah has put into 1,000 layers of nur. Then it's possible for us that we can read and hear the Quran Sharif. Otherwise, the original, which was so heavy on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was given so much physical strength also. So where can we ever be able to cope with that? Allah's great mercy. So the Quran Sharif, Allah give us tawfiq, and this is just muzakara, reminders, so that it can come into me also, into all of us, that we understand more and more that what this great ni'mat of the Quran Sharif is, which Allah has given us. If we do realize that, then it won't be for us, we won't have to be reminded to read everyday Quran. We will be reminding other people, and we will be so engrossed in reading Quran Sharif, perhaps we won't get time even to go and remind others. Like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion explained that if we understand the sweetness and enjoyment of zikr, he says at the moment, generally, Hazrat said that when jamaats go for gush, then they must put one sati in the masjid to make zikr in the mean, while the gush is carrying on. But usually, that everyone finds it hard to sit in the masjid and just to be making zikr, they find it hard. To go and make gusht is easier. To meet all the brothers, to walk around, that everyone finds it easy. But to sit, but so Hazrat said, if you find the value of, you understand what zikr is, all will want to sit for zikr. Nobody will want to go and make gusht also. While the gusht is also so important, but if we understood what zikr is, so the same way if the enjoyment of Quran came, then to teach Quran is so virtuous, but a person will just want to be occupied in reading Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us this, and this is one of the one great ni'mat Allah has given us, our akabir and our aslaf, and this is also a very great ni'mat which we should also contemplate upon. Our buzurgani deen, our ulama, which Allah has given us, and who have given us guidance. Otherwise, one time we were in Makkah Sharif in the Haram with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and all who did spend time there will know what the environment is. So it was a Friday after Asr, and the whole Haram was full in Ramzan, where you can't really virtually find place to put one toe also. How full. For one person to get place for namaz, once the Haram is full, it's like an impossibility. At that time, and just before Maghrib, the whole Haram engaged in duas. One of our satis, Hazrat Murid, he was reading Quran Sharif and reading loudly. And so then Hazrat told him, make dua. So he said, his nature was like that, temperament. He told Hazrat, for if you read Quran, you get more sawab and more than what reading, than making dua if you read, just as we heard now in the kitab reading. Everything, so till we don't have our elders to guide us and understand. So Hazrat said, the whole Haram is engaged in duas. You only know the value of Quran for this time. That was the time when everyone is engaged in duas, the whole Haram. So the time to read Quran Sharif, which is, definitely you'll get more than those making duas also. But to understand deen, the application of deen, this is very, very important. And that only we can get from our elders and our akabir. And Allah has really blessed us with such ulama and mashayikh who have understood deen properly, completely they have understood deen. And if we study the works of our elders, which even ulama of other countries, they are totally taken aback with the, and Allah has given us that. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen and in the mizaj of the way of our elders. Today, another thing which has become common, every, especially young ulama, when we are learning, research, tahqeeq in everything, and taqleed, to be obedient and to follow our elders, that has gone very less. More everyone wants to become, and then you automatically become a free thinker. Till you are like, for example, a 15-year-old boy, you give him a firearm, or you give him the BMW, top of the range. He hasn't got responsibility, he's not yet mature. He will cause havoc with that. So like that, if a person is not still spiritually mature to handle tahqeeq, and then he's making his own tahqeeq, and he's not even at that stage, the result is that they are turning against their own asatiza also. And their views, then they clash with their asatiza, and with total disrespect also. So this is the result of that. When he becomes matured and he can handle it, then by all means to do tahqeeq is a very great thing. So anyway, to understand the Quran Sharif, the value of it, the time of reading it, etc., all that is very, very great. So this is a great sifat which Allah, of Allah's sifat, Allah has given us, and to make qadr of it. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in this Quran, addressing people at large, Ya Yuhannas, O people, this Quran Sharif that has come to you, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a maw'idha, a wa'az, a lecturer which has come to you. And this is what Quran Sharif is. When we read ourselves also, and when the Imam reads, and when it's a good reader, mashallah, that is also one great quality. And what effort is being made in the world in order to read Quran Sharif correctly. And what we call the science, the fun of qiraat, which is a very great thing also. Not for name, and not just to be able to, in a big gathering we are reading Quran Sharif, but to fulfill the rights of the Quran, to read the Quran Sharif correctly. This is also one very great thing. So, and to read it in the Arabic lehja, Arab lehja, the mode of the Arabs, And that has got a complete different effect. And when we hear such reading from the Arabs and those people who've got the reality of deen also, Allahu Akbar, one ayat changes whole nation. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, Rahmatullah Ali, a very great alim also, whenever he used to make bayan, he used to read whole of Surah Yasin Sharif first, the introduction. And he read it in such a way that in that already people's hidayat used to take place. How many times Qadianis used to come, Shias used to come, but the way of his reading, and everyone didn't understand, but the way of his reading was so beautiful that the people just changed their lives. And that was also a time when bayan used to take place from Isha till Fajr. The whole night bayan used to take place. People used to read the Fajr and then they used to disperse. So the introduction was like this. They used to sit and make dhikr for 15 minutes, half an hour. Then the bayan used to start. And today, if the introduction is just a little bit too long, we already get tired. The dua is a little too long, we get tired. Bayan, one time, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his bayans are famous also, 3 hours, 4 hours. Hazrat bayans were very long. And I also mentioned to our friend, for the little bit that I have heard Hazrat's bayan, or read them or so, I did not come across any repetition of any incident also. If we speak, it comes again. It's a different thing, different point. And ours is mostly, but I can't recall that Qari Sahib ever repeated, and whole life he was giving bayan. And what a orator. So anyway, in Bombay, while they were having meals after Maghrib, then the people who hosted him, they told them this is a business commercial center, Bombay. People are very busy. They work very hard here. They have to go to shops in the morning, etc. So if the bayan could be kept a bit short, because Hazrat's bayan used to be long. Hazrat didn't reply, didn't say anything. When he sat for the bayan, he asked, how many people are here who are 100 years old? There was no one. 90 years, no one. 80, perhaps one or two. Like that he asked 50 till 60, 50. So he said that when we had time for deen, then Allah gave us long lives. Now we got no time for deen, now our lives also, no barakat also in our lives. Age of 50, and today also if we go to the Qabristan, we'll see the majority of the people where the boards are written, the ages are under 50. If a person is living and is 60 still, he should make lot of shukr, he's still living. And if he's living with reasonably good health, even more shukr. Whereas previously, up to 90, 100, and with good health, he used to live. One alim came here, Maulana Shashi. He was from Saharanpur, and in the family of the author of Usulu Shashi. He was of that family. He made bayan here, and he was about 95. And at the speed he walked out from here, it was astonishing. What good health he had. And many other people, there are still people who 80 years old, and they say, making shukr to Allah. When we go down for sajda, we don't have to put our hand on the ground. How proper the sajda should be. And when we get up, we don't take support putting our hand. And today we are that young people all sitting on the chairs. And that also, again, that's another aspect. Whoever is sitting on a chair must make mashura with a mufti. That am I correct and justified in sitting on a chair? Because sometimes a person, he feels that it's more comfortable, or that I've got some pain, but to what extent, when are you permitted? Because standing, like reading qiraat in namaz is farad, qiyam is also farad. To stand in namaz is a farz of namaz. In a farz namaz, to stand, it is a farz to stand. And there again, in the aeroplanes also, where they just want us to make in the seats namaz. And even if you're not facing the qibla, so if it's nafal namaz, it's all right. But farz namaz, we have to stand. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand and ask about our deen. Ask questions and asking questions, there is great reward in there. Ulama have written, normally we understand that the great virtues of acquiring knowledge, malaika spread their wings for those who acquire knowledge, the fish in the waters make dua, the birds in the air make dua for them, etc. That is for the student of deen. But ulama have explained, if we are going to and ask a masala to an alim, then in that period we also are a student of deen. And all that virtues are for us also. So whenever we want to ask, I'm going to the masjid, I'll meet Mufti Sahib, I'll meet Maulana, I'm going to ask him this masala. We are a student of deen. And all these great virtues we will be acquiring. So Allah give us the tawfiq and to ask about deen. Today any other dunya, small matters, we don't only ask once, we want it repeated again. And then we want it demonstrated also. So much of details for dunya things. But for deeny things, that we just take it for granted. We should try and find out. And wherever now the person is asking that alim, whether they're standing, they sat down, but that is a majlis of ilm that's taking place, for on which so lot of Allah's rahmat is coming down. And that talib is, in a sense, he's a real talib. The student comes because he's the student. So we call them talib. And talib means a person, ulama have explained, a talib is like a person who is very thirsty and is desperate for water. That is a talib. And this talib ilm must be so desperate for knowledge. How that person is desperate for water. He needs that one drop of water to survive. Otherwise he will die. He's so desperate. That must be how a talib must be. But a student normally in their young age, they are like also again the same thing, that unmindfulness. We don't realize what we are enjoying, what we are going through. And an elderly person who wants his namaz to be correct, is worried about his wuzu, whether my wuzu is correct, my thing, he's got that talab. So he will be asking, and there will be with that feeling, that whole majlis, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, so this Allah Ta'ala says, for all of mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatum min rabbikum. A maw'idha, a wa'az, a lecturer has come to you from Allah Ta'ala. And the ayat of the Quran, from there we went all in this other direction. But the ayat of the Quran Sharif, sometimes in namaz, we will find that your feet seems to buckle. You just can't take it, that what is explained. For so many ayat of the Quran, one time in Dioban, the great ulama, and there were few in number. But what was the quality of that taraweeh? Today we want a taraweeh, big numbers, whole masjids are full. And we are all enjoying like the taraweeh according to us. But there, Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the senior Mufti that time. He read the ayat, Yawma Tubla Sarair. And he kept on repeating it, Yawma Tubla Sarair. The day when the secrets will come out of people. And when we read that, they were top ulama. Some fell down unconscious. They were to go and repeat their wuzu again. And when they came back, still he was reading, Yawma Tubla Sarair, the day when the secrets will open. Their taraweeh and our taraweeh, the world of difference between the two. So there are so many ayahs of the Quran. When a person thinks the whole Quran Sharif, it will completely change a person's outlook of life, everything, and the enjoyment that a person will get in all this, that is the inside enjoyment. Outward it will look like the person is, he doesn't know what's happening, these people are just like a lost case, the people of dunya presently now. If you then look around on the roads, the people who are traveling, they are busy, everyone, no time, doing this, we have to get this done, this is very important. And these people are just sitting there. Don't they know what is happening in the world? Don't they know there's something like coronavirus? Don't they know there's all the vaccine and all the controversy of that? And they just think, but if people come to know about deen, everyone will be engaged in the matters of deen. This is the most important. Like those people who might think they know so much about dunya, how much are we conscious of the qabr? How maut is going to come? Just the thought of maut, and when the Quran Sharif speaks about it, وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ. What will be the condition of a person? How the Quran has depicted maut at that time, when maut will overtake a person, and nobody who is even sitting around and near know what that person is going through. He's in a different realm. So all these realities, the Quran Sharif. So it is a great maw'izah, the Quran Sharif. It has come in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've left two lecturers behind me. One is a speaking lecturer and one is a silent lecturer. The speaking lecturer is the Quran Sharif. It is bayyinat, bayans, and what bayans of the Quran, and what logical explanations, and every way, and the Quran Sharif gets you to the crevices of your heart and takes out your matters and makes you realize. So the Quran Sharif is the speaking, and the silent lecturer is maut in the Qabristan. They are silent. If we go to the Qabristan, there again, if we see our ghaflat, people are joking and laughing. Hey, Allah forgive us. We saw a person's father's janazah is made, and as the person is coming out laughing loudly, and joking with people, my own father, and when Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, Lanesia, when we went to the Qabristan, then Hafiz Sahib's close cousin, he was just passing me and he told me, please make lot of du'as. Hafiz Sahib is being questioned at the moment. And that Allah keeps him firm in giving the answers. So people who have that in mind, then there can't be all this laughing. One buzur going with the janazah. Somebody asked, whose janazah? Which is common also. How old was he? Was he sick? What sickness he had? All this history and all irrelevant things. So that buzurg said, it's your janazah. And if you don't like that, it's my janazah. Meaning thereby, there is not a time to ask all those details. There is a time to make dua for that person. Is what he's going through at this time. If he's in enjoyment, there is no greater enjoyment that he can ever imagine. And if unfortunately it is the opposite, then it is completely such that we cannot imagine also. So maut is a thing, and today when maut, people are passing away more we should think and worry about ourselves. But it seems, and if we see that the lives, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what doubt can there be that the Quran Sharif testifies to the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is absolutely no doubt, but how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'imul huzn, always concerned, fikr about the akhirat, and you say, I also got no guarantee. You had his guarantee, he knew, but also he would say, and also Allah is fa'alu lima yureed. The Sahaba, the Khulafa, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they didn't have that nas which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashara Mubashara, the Sahaba generally, radiallahu anhum, wa radhu an, but the attitude was, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, afala akuna abdan shakura, must I not be a thankful slave of Allah, this namaz, but the way we live, like, what, we're not going to die. And if we're going to die, well, we're going to die. And many say openly also, when you advise them, I'm going to my qabr, you're going to your qabr. You don't worry about me, you mind your business. You don't tell me anything. Like, what the reality of it, we haven't got any idea what it is like. So the Quran Sharif, one is giving us all this bayan. And when we go Qabristan, we should be taking these lessons. How sad also, how many times in the Qabristan, the janazah is in front. People are making their steps straight. They are waiting for people, waiting for the time. And the announcement has to be made by the ulama a few times. Please keep quiet. Please keep quiet. Respect the janazah. That also. And what are we talking about? The weather, business, politics, sports, scores, that all things we are talking about. If it was something deeny matter which was urgent, which was important, it could be understood. And when the announcement is made, the poor person making the announcement, there isn't a mic system, his voice is drowned, the noise is so loud. And there we usually say children making noise. But there it's all the grown-up people and elderly people, and they are all involved. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, and this ghaflat, parda of ghaflat, that Allah, and fortunate is that person whom Allah Ta'ala moves that parda. Our gunas also, and who is not a sinner? But we don't think of those sins. So we don't feel guilty also. But when it comes in the hadith, fortunate is that person to whom Allah opens up his gunas. And then he realizes, and then automatically tawadu will come to such a level in that person when he realizes, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali taught, which our Shaykh taught us, that in order to break our pride, one great muraqabah we should make is that a person should say to himself, Hal me presently, then take your own name, Hal me Abdul Hamid, tamam Muslimano me, in all the Muslims, to sabse battar or kamtar hai, you are the worst. But if the gunas haven't opened on a person, then it is just also words. It is a, I know I'm a very pious person. And a person thinks, I'm a hafiz, I'm a qari, I'm a maulana, I give bayans, all that. But when Allah opens that, and Qiyamah Day is going to open, all yawma tubla sarai, wabadaluhum, مَعْلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. There will be many people we find in this world, partners, when they set end of the financial year, they're going to share their profits. So when they go there, so you're thinking, you're coming back with a big packet. But sometimes when everything is discussed, the losses that came, the maintenance we had to do, that we had to do, you have to pay in something. You are thinking you are coming with a big packet, but when you see the result, you have to pay in something. So on the day of Qiyamah, when the wabadaluhum malam yakunu yahtasibun, which they never thought about, it will be opening up on the day of Qiyamah. And then a person will see, thinking I was a jannati, guaranteed jannati, no doubt in my jannati. Now when things are opening up, now what is the story? And that is still on the day of Qiyamah, already from the time of Maut. Allah have mercy and kindness, show His kindness to us. Mufti Maulana Shabbir Saluji Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained in the bayan when he gave year to, quite a few times he explained. One person used to get kashf, that is Allah opens things which other people can't see. He said on one occasion, 7 or 8 janazas came in Haram of Makkah. And then afterwards he said, not one of them died on Iman. The janaza is in the Haram of Makkah. So, and today, what and what is happening? Dajjal, when he's going to come, he's not going to come and say, I'm Dajjal. That all now are apprehensive. I must stay away. He'll come as Masiha, the one who is giving life. Today we also see in everything, and many Dajjals will come before the actual Dajjal. Today they are saying, we will save your life for you. You have to take the vaccine. And we are all these things here. So he will come like he will be a favorite of the people. He is giving us benefits. Food is going to give us. Life is going, he's going to save our lives. So therefore, it is that it will be very difficult to restrain oneself. Because he's going to come in such a way that really, this is what you have to be doing. This is what you need. To save your life, to protect yourself, not to get involved, not to get the virus. This is what you have to be. This is how they will come. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. But Iman is a very most delicate thing also, most valuable thing also, the greatest treasure, but it is very delicate. It just in a little split our Iman can go also. So Allah Ta'ala protect us and give us the worry and concern. So the Quran Sharif is a great kitab. May Allah let us make qadr. The more we will read Quran Sharif, the more we will read Durood Sharif,
The third kalima, tawbah, istighfar, really so simple deen is, the real reality of deen, of iman will come into us. Allah give us all tawfiq.